Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Lord, Increase My Faith.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word to answer her. His disciples came and asked him, Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. He said in reply, I will send only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. He said in reply, It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. He said, Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. How unusual Jesus' reaction is to this Canaanite woman. He doesn't usually ignore people who beg for help, and he doesn't usually turn them away. But this woman is so determined to help her child that she is not only persistent when Jesus ignores her, but she even accepts his hurtful response when he does finally pay attention to her. Not only was her love for her child so great, her confidence in Jesus, her faith that he could perform this miracle, was also great. So, when she accepts Jesus' response to her request and still persists in her effort to have Jesus heal her daughter, Jesus sees her faith in him and grants her request. But notice his words. He does not say, Go home, I have healed your child. He says, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. Her faith that Jesus could heal her child was so great, and it was rewarded. Just a few days ago, we read that Jesus did not work many miracles in his own hometown because of their lack of faith. What does this cause me to think about my faith? When I pray, do I really believe that God can do all things? I wonder, if I were blind and asked God for sight, would I be only healed in one eye because my faith was not strong enough to believe that God could heal me completely? Maybe one of the truths that we are to learn from this incident with the Canaanite woman is the importance of faith. How do we get faith? How do we deepen our faith? It is a gift that God is eager to give us. We need only to desire it and ask for it. Jesus wants us to have greater faith. And when we want the same gift and are eager to receive it, it will surely be granted. Dear gracious God, you invite us to share in your life by believing in you and your love for us. Please increase my faith in you and in your powerful love for me and all your children. We ask this in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.